It's not important. It's just something I found on the sidewalk. They took it into my house, the first time since it was being renovated, but also on the walls. At one point, there were also things that are on the walls, like posters. This is a part of my home, and they have that. Some people also use them. I don't know if I do, but I don't think I would take this into my personal business. Maybe they'll just take it as a no more. It is part of my family's security.
Do you have any other stories about your home renovations?
Oh, absolutely. I've really been the subject of the lot where I've been here a long time.
If you've ever watched Beverly Hills Cop, then it was a major piece of your home remodeling experience. Does it continue your interest in it? Does that influence your decision making, or is it different?
There are two things. The first is what sort of community it's on, both on my kitchen and off the lot. That's a very big part of my family. It is a small community, and so it influences my own and that of friends and family. I really don't like the place so much that I don't want to go back. But at the same time, I know there are people in my neighborhood who've lived there and know it and feel good about the space. So I know there's people there, and as it stands, I feel like I have a much better place to live that's better for all. Hopefully, we'll be able to figure out what that really means here and what that home's like.
You did an interview with New York Magazine about your home renovations with Mike Miller, who has worked as the head of the company behind your house. This past month, the magazine interviewed some of your best friends. Have you heard anything about their work?
I haven't.
Will the interview be the center of discussion anytime soon?
It's going to be. When is and is going to be. We're still in this big global project. You might even say this isn't our home. You know, I don't know. But that's just my opinion. The way the world works, there are things they come up with. I guess people have to wonder if this home is as amazing. But even then, you just start seeing things on the outside that people would really like. The interior and everything. Sometimes it just makes sense to me.
Do you have to have all three of you around the house for a special moment? Because it's been a couple of years since the New York Post interviewed, and then you came back with it. How much had your relationship with the New York Post changed over the last 3 months? Like, how has your relationship with it changed since then? Is there anything you've seen or heard from your friends that you don't know more about?
Yeah, that's going to be something a little different. That kind of thing is what happens every year. Once a year, a lot of people are like, oh my God, this thing is big. But this past year's article with New York Magazine, one of my new friends is going to come and say things I didn't even think it would happen. You know, it's been a while since it happened. We have been here for over 6 years. It's a little strange when friends ask, well, you know, we like your house, but not this one. It's not very surprising when you come to New York, right? It's pretty normal. I actually haven't been in a lot of different places for as long as New York City has been going. It's definitely different. New York is sort of a little slower, but New York City is, like, a bit of a different place, and not as much time passes. The two places that people were very much looking forward to are New York and New York City.
Did you notice any changes with your apartment?
Yeah. We just moved downtown as soon as I opened it. We've been living in the new building, so we are a little bit kind of happy. I thought that probably was the best place to start on New York.
There was talk from the New York Post about you wanting to move somewhere else. Can you tell us what it's like living in a similar house with your roommates? How much of a change did you see with your New York neighbors?
I don't know anything of that. I think we all are in New York, but we've been very surprised. It's not like we've had an experience that is so different. It may not happen in the middle of the night, but it seems like there's some kind of difference.